And it is Friday, August 31st, 2018. This is the Morning Mix. JW here with Christy. Good morning.
Christy here with JW.
Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Mix. Great weekend. Again, it's Miner's Day weekend, which other people call Labor Day. But here in Park City, we got to be different and we call it Miner's Day.
That's right.
So 3-day weekend for everybody. The studio is remarkably quiet.
It is quiet here.
We're here and we're going to tell you everything that's going on for your weekend. We're going to be joined throughout the hour by our musical guest, The Backyard Revival. We will talk to Peter Yarrow, who is at Egyptian Theater this weekend, and with Gabby Barrett, a 2018 American Idol finalist, who's performing at DeJoria Center tonight with the American Idol live tour. We'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour, and it'll be a super long one because we got to talk about Monday as well.
We've got to talk about Miner's Day, 119th Miner's Day.
Oh, good for you to know the number.
Yeah.
How many of you attended?
118.
Me too.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
High fives.
I missed one. I missed one back in the 30s. I don't know what happened. Something happened. Okay.
Maybe you had pleurisy or something. Or,
I did. I did. Yeah, I did. But anyway, this is Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. We shall return with musical guest Backyard Revival right after these messages. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Brent from Park City Ski Boot, and we are a proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Ski Boot specializes in custom fitting of footwear for cycling, running, hiking, and of course, skiing. Located at 1100 Iron Horse Drive, available by appointment at 435-776-7883.
Hey Park City, this is Tim Henney of the Park City Council. Mountain bikers, when you encounter others on the trail, please slow down and yield. Pedestrians and equestrians have the right of way. If someone yields on the trail, pass courteously and say thank you. Trails are for everyone. This reminder is brought to you by Park City Municipal Corporation, a nonprofit organization, and a KPCW supporter.
This is the Morning Mix, where we present local live music and events in the Wasatch Back every Friday morning. Our musical guest today is the Backyard Revival. They are a folk Americana group from Salt Lake City. They specialize in male-female duet-style vocals, guitar, fiddle, ukulele, and upright bass. And they present an eclectic live show, which we are going to have right here in the studio, just a private show for me and JW. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Brian, are you our spokesperson?
Sure, yes.
All right. So Brian Bingham is on vocals, guitar. Sarah Little Drum is on vocals and ukulele. Kevin Van Dyke, upright bass and vocals. And Juliet Camille, did I say that right? All right, on fiddle and vocals. So I do love an acoustic strings set in the studio. What about you, J-Dub?
Of course.
We do enjoy an upright bass in the studio.
Yeah, it's a small studio, but when the bass is here, we've got a guitar, got a ukulele, got a fiddle, they all sing. It's going to be pretty cool.
Toe tapping.
It is.
Brian, tell us a little bit about the genesis of this band.
So I started this a couple years ago. These guys have just joined me this last spring or so. But I just, I don't know how to tell the origin. I've played for 20 years, so like, it just keeps getting better.
And what are you going to play for us first?
A song called Her Chapter, which is about when you're in a relationship and it ends, doesn't mean it was bad because you needed it at the time. But when you look back on it, it was still like nice to have a chapter of that person.
All right.
Live in the Morning Mix, Backyard Revival.
Two, three,
when I found you, it felt like coming home. But now the sun is setting, it's time to let you go. I'm so glad that my story in part is made up. Never called it out, just faded like like a memory. When I'm wide awake, I pour over our journey. I'm so glad that my story in part is made of you. So we dress our broken hearts and wait for time to mend. Cause if it's not okay, it must not be the end. I'm so glad that my story in part is made of you.
Support for KPCW comes from Park City Institute.
Make the most of the last weekend of summer and kick up your heels when Park City Institute presents Nashville Cafe, a night of country music, with Chris Carmack, Chip Easton, or stars of TV's Nashville, as the St. Regis Big Stars Bright Nights concert series pops up at City Park Sunday, September 2nd. Rain or shine. Gates open at 4:30. Show starts at 6. For tickets, call 655-3114. Park City Institute, entertaining, educating, and illuminating since 1998.
Hi, this is Whitney Ryan from Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. This summer, Park City Mountain offers a variety of events for the whole family, including farm-to-table dinners, trivia, summer concerts, and weekly Wednesday Farmers Market. The full calendar of Park City Mountain events is available at parkcitymountain.com.
Hi, I'm Courtney Johansson, owner of 350 Main, and we are honored to support KPCW. 350 Main is newly renovated and still serving our American cuisine. We are now offering Alpine products, tastings, and bottles. We are open Monday through Saturday at 3 p.m. Reservations, menus, and other information at 350main.com.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dillaway. Currently 63 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town. We'll have a high today of 77 under mostly sunny skies. Tonight, slight chance of showers, 20%, low of 47. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 76. Sunday, sunny, high of 77. And on Labor Day, which we call Miner's Day, it'll be sunny with a high of 76. Add 5 or 6 degrees to each of those days, and that's what our friends in Heber and Heber Valley will be experiencing. It's going to be an absolutely beautiful weekend, Christy.
Yay.
Yay, yay, yay.
Hey, that was such a lovely song.
Yeah.
Do you think we should just double down?
I think we should double down. I would love to hear another song from Backyard Revival. And folks, if you're just joining us, Brian Bingham on vocals and guitar, Kevin Van Dyke, upright bass and vocals, Juliet Camille on fiddle and vocals, and Sarah Little Drum, also known as the Ukulele, on vocals and ukulele. So... what are you going to play for us now?
This song's called Harmless.
The Harmless, live on the Morning Mix, Backyard Revival.
Tricked and fooled many, many times, but I could see you coming from oh so many nights. Oh, you cocked your head, shot me that smile that shook my world, but I won't be caught dead, falling for another heartbreaker. You're not harmless, babe, don't waste your time, I won't let you. You're not harmless, babe. Don't say you're mine. My heart, you won't win.
Very nice. Very nice.
Hey, so people who are listening to you and thinking, I have got to see these guys play live. What kind of places do you play? What are your next shows?
Yeah, we have all sorts of things coming up. If you go on Facebook to the Backyard Revival, you can find out all sorts of events that we'll be posting. We're doing actually a private harvest house party tomorrow, so you're going to have to get in touch with me via Facebook, Sarah Littledrum, or the Backyard Revival to get the info on that. And then next Friday at Pale Horse Sound, there's going to be a private kind of show where it's like going to be featuring us, and it's going to be, yeah, and Julie writing.
You gotta stay close to that mic for them to hear you.
You gotta
look at it. Megan Simper. So yeah, it's
Where's
gonna be
Pale Horse Sound.
It's in Sugar House. Just in Sugar House. It's right across the street from that one bar.
Okay, so look it up.
Yeah,
Pale Horse Sound
in
Sugar House.
It's like 11th and 21st.
And Backyard Revival is the Backyard Revival.
The Backyard Revival.
Okay,
yeah.
Just want to clarify that for.
We'll answer to either one, but yeah.
But if I was looking you up, one's under the T's and one's under the B's.
Correct.
And also, we're really excited. We just got word that we're going to be playing for the Harvest Moon Festival, and it's an afternoon set, so that will be a really fun one. But we play a lot of like festivals and all-ages shows. We don't typically like to play too many bar sets, but sometimes you'll catch us there, but at different festivals and venues and such all around the area.
Well, I love the configuration, ukulele, guitar, stand-up bass, fiddle, great vocals, and it's cool. Now, do you write all your own music?
But we do a lot of covers too. One of our favorite things is to interpret covers to our own style.
Sure.
And so like you'll recognize the song, but it doesn't sound like the radio. It sounds like something way more fun in my opinion.
What's one of the more unusual covers that you do that you interpret completely differently?
We do some Beatles. We do some, we do House of the Rising Sun. We do in kind of a Fever style. the song Fever, but we play House of the Rising Sun like that, which is kind of fun.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. We have a local band here in Park City, a local trio. They're called Mr. Sister, and they completely reinterpreted Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, and it was such a great job. It is a good job, a great job.
I haven't seen them, but I've heard of them.
Yeah.
I'll have to check them out.
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, exciting news, Peter Yarrow is here, and he brought his guitar.
Wow.
So I'm just letting him unpack for a second, and then he'll be right in. Should we do weekend events?
Yeah, let's do that. That'd be fun. And we're going to do that without harmonica music this morning, unless we had. Oh, actually, if you guys wanted to play a little background while we're doing
just something like
just a little ditty,
lilting, a ditty sounds right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll start. So, Government Mule and the Magpie Salute are performing at Deer Valley's Outdoor Amphitheater tonight as part of the Deer Valley Concert Series. I will be there.
And tonight is the last Friday gallery stroll. It's a free self-guided tour through the galleries in Maine and Old Town.
American Idol Live 2018 is stopping at DeJoria Center in Camas tonight. We'll have more on that event when we talk to Gabby Barrett. She is a finalist in the 2018 season, and she's performing there, and she'll be on the phone with us at about 9:40.
Can you guys come back every Friday? This is great. I love this. Yeah. Today's the last public Main Street walking tour of the summer. It leaves Park City Museum 2 p.m.
I did it yesterday. I've been meaning for years to do it, so I waited till the day before the end of the season. I know a lot of history in Park City, but it's an excellent thing to do. So I'm going to tell people to get out there. The Park City Showcase of Homes, it finishes up this weekend with viewings of well-appointed Park City and Heber Valley homes available for ticket holders. It's today from 2 to 8, Saturday, Sunday, and Miner's Day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets and information are available at pcshowcaseofhomes.com.
Soldier Hollow Classic Sheepdog Championship and Festival is this weekend in Midway at Soldier Hollow. It's the world's foremost annual sheepdog trial featuring highly trained border collies. So if you're ever going to see a sheepdog trial, make it this one. Find the schedule, more information at soldierhollowclassic.com.
Peter Yarrow is at the Egyptian Theater 8 p.m. tonight, and he is our guest in the studio in mere moments. Triggers and Slips are at Silver Star Cafe tonight. Wintergreen is at the Boneyard, and Blue Divide is at the Spur.
Folks, that's going to button it up for Friday. We're going to move on to Saturday. The Friends of the Library used book sale is this weekend at Park City Library, opening Saturday to the public, 10:30 in the morning at the Jim Santee Auditorium. Hours are Saturday and Sunday, 10:30 to 3 p.m. and Monday until 2 p.m. when you can fill a bag with books for $10.
Park City Point to Point Race is a 75-mile single-track mountain bike race. Starts at Quinn's Junction tomorrow at the Recreation Complex. There's more information at thepcpp.com.
Very cool. Well, here's what's happening for live music on Saturday. Deep Bayou soul singer Mark Broussard at the Canyons at 6. Peter Yarrow again at the Egyptian Theater at 8. Small House Strings at Silver Star Cafe at 7:30. Chicago Mike Beck is at the Boneyard at 6:30. And Bonanza Town at the Spur starts at 10 p.m.
Moving on to Sunday, the Silly Market is back on Lower Main Street through September 23rd for on Sundays, so there's just a few more left. Be sure to catch one of these last few markets of the summer. Patois Reggae Band will be playing there at 2 p.m.
And the final St. Regis Big Stars Bright Nights Summer Concert 2018 is on Sunday at City Park, featuring three performers from CMT's hit series Nashville in a show dubbed Nashville Cafe. Showtime 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets and information found at theecklecenter.org.
And a preview of Monday, Miner's Day. Well, it starts with the running of the balls. Well, it probably starts with a pancake breakfast. I never get up that early. But then you do the running of the balls on Main Street. That's a Rotary Club fundraiser. Buy a ball, let it roll down the street. Whoever's ball wins, cash prizes, I believe. The Miner's Day Parade starts at 11 o'clock on Main Street. Changing Lanes experience will be at the City Park, and so is Memphis McCool. And Jason Mraz will conclude the Deer Valley Concert Series Monday night with a show at Deer Valley. Tickets and more information on that can be found at deervalley.com.
Would somebody please invite Christy to the 7:30 a.m. breakfast at City Park? Please invite Christy. My grandmother told me breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and Christy, you need to go. You need to get up early, go to breakfast. The Funky 5K run starts at 10:45. World famous running of the balls around 11 a.m. And I say around because it's a little flexible.
Park City time.
It's Park City time. Miner's Day Parade, 11:45 a.m. till 12:45. And then the City Park stage starts with music, barbecue, lunch, kids races, live music, and of course, we've got the mucking competition. It is Miner's Day, so mucking and drilling competition. And then at the skateboard parking lot, the skateboard bowl jam. So it all looks very exciting. That was a great, great little ditty
indeed.
That you did for us. Yeah, fantastic. Well,
beautiful.
Folks, we don't get to say this very often, but we have a legend here in the studio. Peter Yarrow, American singer-songwriter who found fame with a 60s trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Yarrow co-wrote with Leonard Lipton one of the group's greatest hits, Puff the Magic Dragon.
Magic Dragon.
Ah.
Playing together in A.
Yeah, in A.
Okay, I'll do it.
We're
okay.
In Park City. Unless you say nay, you won't play because the magic dragons are still before us now. Even in this crazy time, they show us how to still believe in wonderment and being together too. Even in these draconian times, they tell us what to do. They say, oh, Peter, just get on the case like in the good old days and reassert the goodness in your country in those beautiful ways. Together singing, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Oh, Puff
the Magic Dragon
lived by the sea, by the sea, and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Bum, bum.
All right. Good to be jamming with you. I love the sound of you guys playing together. What is the name of your...
It's the Backyard Revival.
Oh, are you residents of Park City?
Salt Lake.
Salt Lake, mm-hmm. All right.
Peter, you just have to love your mic. You have to get pretty close to it. But Peter is also a political activist and supported causes that range from opposition to the Vietnam War to the creation of Operation Respect, an organization that promotes tolerance and civility in schools. And he is at the Egyptian Theater tonight and Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday at 6. And we are delighted to have you here. So nice to have you.
I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah.
I'm just getting it together because I flew in yesterday. I arrived late. But I am astonished by the beauty of this place that surrounds us. I mean, it's just, you know, you forget. I live in New York. New York is not like this.
Yeah.
And it's thrilling to be here. It's just so incredibly beautiful. It's one of the great places to be. So, no, you know, I have Junior Bernouse, who used to be at Snowbird, and he used to run the ski school there, is a great friend. And he and Maxine, I believe, are coming.
Oh, good.
And also Steve, their son. And, you know, I mean, I have some old buddies here. I used to come to Snowbird and sing on New Year's Eve. And in return for that, they would give me some
passes.
Wonderful. Yeah, well, they put me up. They'd... they actually gave me a 75% share in the in Snowbird, so I that was my principal source of wealth.
Well, there you go.
For singing on one night, that was pretty good.
Yeah, sure.
Good deal when you can get it. Now, you've been here several times at the Egyptian Theater, and I commonly hear people say that your show is one of their favorite shows of the year, that they've been to many, many things, but that it's so engaging and inclusive, and you have, just like you had in the studio, everyone singing along, that in the theater, everyone's singing along. And
well, you know, it is the ethos of what we all shared in the folk revival of the 1960s. And when people feel that tangibly now, not as a reminiscence, but as something that's an imperative in this alienated time in which bullying is a sport, in which disrespect is right there in front of you all the time, in which greed has so invaded our humanity and the worship of unearned fame just prevails. It's as if I'm giving everybody a double martini of a kind of spirit that we all yearn for, where we accept each other. And there is an effort I'm a part of that, I'll talk about them when I'm there, but one of them is called Better Angels, and you could go to the net and see it, whereby we're getting Republicans and Democrats together in a format, just about 8 and 8, and they exchange ideas and listen to each other and realize that they don't have to be frightened of one another. They don't have to despise each other. They don't have to, that they have much in common, that every one of them loves America and wants the best for it. I'm not talking about the fringe crazies that exist, alas, on both sides, maybe not in the same proportion, but, and so this Better Angels epitomizes what we have to do in our country. And that's what we kind of evoke in the concerts. And we do it by singing. And we sing songs. Here's a new song that goes back in E. It's the last song on a new PBS show of Peter, Paul, and Mary singing in 1963, 64, 65 at the Newport Folk Festival. Come and go with me to that land. Come and go with me to that land. Come and go with me to that land where I'm bound. Come and go with me to that land. Go with me to that land. With me to that land where I'm bound. I'll walk the streets of glory in that great day in the morning. I wanna walk the streets of glory on that great day in the morning. I wanna walk the streets of glory. And now the streets of glory. I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside, down by the riverside, wait, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my shield down by the riverside. Study, study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Study war no more. I'm gonna study war no more. More, more. Study war no more. Study war no more. I ain't gonna study. Study war no more. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the redwood forests to the Gulf Stream water, this land was made for you. Can we have a little fiddle solo? Nobody living can ever stop me as I go walking down freedom's highway. Nobody living can make me turn back, because this land is still made for you and me. Here we go. This land. This land is. This land is your land. This land is my land. California. Redwood forests. Gulf Stream waters. This land is made for you and me. I went walking, I saw a sign there, and on that sign it said no trespassing. But on the other side it said Muslims welcome, it said LGBT folks welcome, it said
everybody.
Immigrants welcome, it said Haitians. Well, it said, this is America. Come on. Let's do what we do. Please, let's reaffirm that this land was made for you and me. This land is mine. This land is your land.
This land is mine.
From California,
California.
New York. You and me. Yeah, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right.
Peter, I have to tell you,
that was
spectacular.
This is another half an hour of this, and I'll be ready to perform.
Sarah Littlejohn's mom listening in Pennsylvania. What do you think about that? Your little girl jamming with Peter Yarrow.
Yeah, hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I'm so glad I told him I was going to be on this morning.
Yeah. I was going to ask you if you could do a ukulele solo, because I realized
you can.
I mean, because I was saying, you know, that's a mandolin, but it's not. It's a
ukulele. It is.
And she's the ukulele lady.
Ukulele lady.
It's a mandolin.
It's a mandolin. It's a mandolele, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a mandolele. Peter, I have to ask you, a couple of years ago, we had Steve Seskin on the program, and to say that it was a treat is an understatement. He sang Don't Laugh at Me, and I was wondering if you could share the story of how that song was introduced to you and how that got you involved with Operation Respect and putting that together.
Right. Well, actually, this is a case of a song inspiring a movement. I heard this song at the Kerrville Folk Festival in Kerrville, Texas. My daughter, Bethany Yarrow, who one day I hope will join me here, and in the welcoming arms of the Egyptian Theater, and she was she said, "Dad," which is, you know, she doesn't say that now. She says, "Dad," but then she said, "Dad."
I know that tone.
You know that tone. "Last night I heard a song at the campfires that is extraordinary. Everybody said to Steve Seskin, who was the co-writer of it with Alan Shamlin, would you please sing it again? That has never happened before, because all the time that people are sitting around saying, well, it's now it's my turn to share my song. But in this case, they stopped and they said, sing that again. She said, "Dad, it is perfect for Peter, Paul, and Mary. Everybody cries." So she said, "You have to come in here at the hear Steve sing it tonight at the Threadgill Theater," which I did. And sure, lo and behold, there I was, holding my daughter's hands with the tears rolling down my cheeks. I brought it to Peter, Paul, and Mary, actually. I brought it to Paul and Mary. I'm Peter. But and we all cried, and which is not a big deal we cried a lot. And the folk singing group that cries together and gets busted together stays together. So there we were, talking about something. We had been together 27 years at the time, about how we had been affected by cruelty and bullying when we were young. And as we spoke, it became very clear to me that this song was going to be an anthem for a movement to create the kind of humanity that we need, because at that time, and this was prior to the tragic killing at Columbine High School, it was clear that we were beginning in the culture to move in a direction opposite to the one that was represented by the legacy of Pete Seeger and all that, the music that we'd been singing and the efforts at the various marches. So there we were, anticipating, in a way, the growth of a certain kind of meanness and mean-spiritedness in the culture, and as I was saying, and greed and selfishness and narcissism that has now invaded the sanctity of our hearts. And I'm going to play a little bit of the song for you, if I might.
Oh, Peter, the one thing we need to do is we have somebody on the line that we're going to talk to, because she's performing tonight here in town. And then we're going to come back, and we would love to hear that. That's fantastic.
Sure,
so joining us now, and
we've got Gabby Barrett on the phone. She is a 2018 American Idol finalist, and she is performing with seven other American Idol finalists at the American Idol Live 2018 show. It's at the DeJoria Center tonight in Camas. And tickets are on sale, DeJoriaCenter.com. Gabby, welcome to our show.
Woo! Hello.
Hello, Gabby.
That's an enthusiastic start. How's the tour going? You guys are 40 plus cities all summer long, and what's it like being on tour with seven other finalists?
You know, it's really, really nice being on tour. Well, we get along really, really well, and I'm glad that it's that way, because it would be pretty rough if we didn't. So everybody has like the same kind of sense of humor. And we just get along, and it's really, really nice. I'm actually in the back of the bus right now, and everybody's still sleeping. So, you know, it's really nice, because you miss your actual family, but you have them here, and they're like your little family in a way. So it's nice.
Gabby, are you the only person from Pittsburgh in that group?
I'm the only person from Pittsburgh, but there's two other people from Pennsylvania. There's two other people from Philly. And I'm from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, Philadelphia is not the same. Pittsburgh people are fun. So I'm thinking that you bring a level of merriment to that group.
I hope so. I try to be as positive. My dad always raised me to be positive and not negative, and focus on the positive things and have a relationship with the Lord and bring happiness to everybody. So I try my best.
I love hearing the merriment in your voice, because the shows that I watched, the episodes I watched, it's a lot of pressure. It's very intense. It seemed a little more serious, so it's a different side.
Yeah, it's at the end of the day, I think it was a competition, but like, we got along so well that you just wanted to see everybody succeed. Like, the more and more the numbers dwindled down and it got closer to the end, it didn't matter if you got passed or if somebody else got, you just wanted to see everybody else do really good, even if you didn't make it past. So, you know, it was a really good experience overall and a big learning experience for me.
If any of our listeners have missed Gabby on American Idol, you want to Google Gabby, I Hope You Dance, the Prince song, How Come You Don't Call Me Anymore, and Jesus and My Mama. There's three really good YouTube videos of you performing. That's sort of a interesting broad range of songs that you have there.
Well, thank you very much. I started singing whenever I was 9 in a gospel choir because I always listened to, like, older R&B singers. I listened to Aretha Franklin and Ed James and Anita Baker and Whitney Houston and all these R&B singers that, oh, and Aretha Franklin, that just paved the way for females. And so I really, really liked R&B, and in the gospel choir they taught me how to use my voice and how big my range can go. But I always liked country at the same time. So I always looked up to, like, Carrie Underwood. She was somebody that I admired a lot just as a person, as an example, as a mom. And so I try to combine the two. So I sing country and R&B, and the rest is a gift from the Lord. So I'm very thankful that he's blessed me with a gift.
What's the format of the American Idol live show? How does that, if someone's going tonight, what do they expect?
It's an hour and a half. There's a lot of energy. I would say to expect a lot of group stuff. So, like, if I were to go sing a solo song, maybe Michael and Katie would do the background vocals and Cade would play the guitar. It's like a bunch of grouping and then there's solos. So everybody will get to do some solo songs, and it's just really, really fun. It's a really fun production, and if you come, I promise you're not wasting your money. It's a really fun time, and I would definitely encourage anybody listening to come out tonight because it's going to be really fun.
And as part of this tour, are you being mentored on how to tour? I mean, there's got to be a real skill to packing well on and off a bus and fan meet and greets. Is that part of your lessons right now?
Yes, absolutely. I am definitely getting a taste of the tour life. Yeah, it's exactly what you said. You know, sleeping on the bus and getting up early and constantly being busy every day, because we have like 3 or 4 shows and then we have 1 day off, and then we have 4 shows and then we have 1 day off. So it is a hard working process, and I do not think that this business is made for people with thin skin. So, and I'm actually going on tour right after this tour with Chris Lane and Mason Ramsey. So this is definitely giving me a taste of what I want the rest of my life to be like.
Excellent. Well, the show's tonight at the DeJoria Center. Like I said, tickets can be found at DeJoriaCenter.com. And if anyone's interested in auditioning for American Idol, I saw the next one nearby is in Boise on September 2nd. So get your act together and get on up there. Thanks for joining us, Gabby.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Hey, if you guys aren't busy, you guys can come to the show tonight, too. I'd love
to.
Put
us on the band list. We like
Thank
to be on
you.
The list.
Thanks, Gabby. Break a leg.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Okay. So, when we last left this, Peter told a great story of how he was able to take the song that Steve Seskin and Alan Shamblin co-wrote called Don't Laugh at Me, and put together, Peter, a curriculum, one for grades 2 through 5, another grades 6 through 8. There's 145,000 copies of the curriculum that have been distributed around the world, and 10 million children have been introduced to this program. How did you make all that happen?
Well, okay, I'll come. Just put it down. I'll come in close. The essence of it was that we built it from the ground up. I recorded it with Peter, Paul, and Mary. And then I...
And you're Peter.
Sometimes. I can be Noel, Paul, Stookie, too. I recorded it, and then I went to Educators for Social Responsibility, where they created a curriculum called RCCP, Resolving Conflict Creatively program, that was the most esteemed anti-bullying program in the United States at the time. And what I did was use that as a base, working with them, to create a curriculum that included the use of music. And we recorded basic songs that were part of the curriculum, like Blowing in the Wind, which was given to us for free by Bob Dylan, like well, Don't Laugh at Me, and We Shall Overcome, and Where Have All the Flowers Gone. You get the idea.
Bob Dylan gave you that song.
Oh, absolutely.
That's incredible.
Well, then what I proceeded to do...
That doesn't happen today, does it? Not that much.
Well, it does in the folk world.
Okay.
You know. So, I mean, that's... Bob is like that. I mean, it was expected in a way. I mean, I would not have expected him to be other than that, that generous in that way, because that's who he is. So... I then sent it to the NAESP, which is the National Association of Elementary School Principals, and they reviewed the curriculum, and they came back and gave it an A double plus. And then I sang at their convention with Paul and Mary, and with Noel Paul, Stuckey, and Mary Travers. And when we finished, there was a simultaneous a standing ovation from 6,000 principals. Can you imagine playing to 6,000 principals?
Right.
And they stood up as if there was a buzzer under their seat. And you never see that.
This is a song that will drive a movement like that. It's a beautiful song. For people that aren't familiar with it, could you play a little?
Right. Well, let me just tell you a little bit more, and then I will. So they said, we need that song. So I did 600 appearances over the next 3 years at conferences, educational conferences, singing the song, distributing the curriculum. And then over the years, and it's been 20 years now, we've been in over 20,000 schools in America.
Yeah.
We're in 63% of the schools in Israel, both Arabic and Jewish. We're in Ukraine, Croatia, Hong Kong, etc. This is a movement now created by this song. Again, oh, Juliet, was that your mom sending that? Juliet's mom, Juliet, did the solo on our jam before, and her mom said, "Oh my God, this is wonderful." Juliet's mom, sending her a big hug. You did a great job with your daughter. Okay, here is the song now. Well, I'm a little boy with glasses, the one they call a geek. A little girl who never smiles, 'cause I got braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. Yes, I am the kid on every playground, the one that's chosen last. A single teenage mother trying to overcome my past. You don't have to be my friend, but is it too much to ask? Don't laugh at me, don't call me names, don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. I am the beggar on the corner. You passed me on the street. I wouldn't be out here begging if I had enough to eat. And don't think I don't notice that our eyes never meet. Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings, but we're not perfect now, so don't laugh at me. Well, I'm black, I'm white, and I am brown. I'm Jewish, I'm Christian, I'm Muslim, I'm Buddhist. I was born in Sarajevo, I was born in Kosovo. Born in Northern Ireland, in Africa. I'm Hutu, I'm Tutsi. I'm gay, I'm lesbian, I'm American Indian. I'm very young, I'm very aged. Born in Iraq and Afghanistan. Born in the Sudan. In the United States of America. I'm Israeli, I'm Palestinian. Very wealthy. I'm very, very poor. Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday, we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me.
Yay.
Lisa Bascom, Juliet's mom, I believe that was dedicated to you.
Wow. We are joined, Christy and I are joined in the studio with a Backyard Revival backup band for Peter Yarrow, who's the Peter in Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Who knew it would go this way?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just going to not talk and let this
keep
going. Yeah,
just fantastic. Oh, we are going to go and just listen to a couple of underwriters. We'll be right back after this with Peter and Backyard Revival and Christy and JW.
G'day, this is Ricky from Campos Coffee, proud supporters of KPCW. We are looking forward to the upcoming ski season at Park City Mountain Resort. But in the meantime, our new roastery and kitchen is open in downtown Salt Lake City, serving a full breakfast and lunch menu alongside a list of ethically sourced coffees. More information about both locations are at camposcoffee.com.
Do you love music as much as I do? Hi, I'm Christy Dilloway, music consultant to KPCW and a groupie for great grooves. I listen to music all the time, looking for the best new tracks for you, adding them to the KPCW playlist to debut as fresh tracks on Fridays. When you hear a fresh track, let me know. Do you love it? Do you hate it? Should it stay or should it go? Post a comment on the KPCW Radio Facebook page, hashtag fresh tracks, or email Christy at kpcw.org. Together, we'll keep the KPCW playlist fresh.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub, open for lunch and dinner, and offering weekend brunch with traditional menu items like pub steak and eggs and eggs benedict. Brewery tours available. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
There's still more to come, but before we go, I want to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain.
Oh, boy, what a program, Christy. Can you believe it?
I wrote this program, and I can't believe how it went.
Yeah.
So much better.
This is our 199th program, all with live music, and this is just incredible. Yeah.
199th?
Yeah. Oh
my God, with local live musical acts on.
Yeah. I've been fighting back tears for 45 minutes.
Oh, my God. No, well, this is so much, this kind of sharing is so much what this nation needs. And I have found that at this point in my life, the urgency with which people need to transcend this divide and realize that 99.9% of us are just caught in this maelstrom that's artificial, that we have to hate each other because we voted differently. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It is that doesn't mean you don't campaign for what you believe in. Yes, do so with all your heart, but don't demonize other people who see things differently, and they have their good reasons.